Sean Hughes was a U.S. Marine in Iraq, and when he returned home from battle, he struggled with civilian life till he found a way to deal with some of his experiences. Last year, with the help of some of his brothers in arms, he formed a theater company. It's called Vet Stage, and it's based here in Los Angeles. Caitlin Shetterly reports.
Sean Hughes was a 26-year-old actor in Hollywood until September 11th, 2001.
Acting certainly was not paying my bills. I had a day job as a healthcare recruiter. I was making really good money and had a little apartment up in the hills, and I was just kind of being young with money in Hollywood. You know, it was cool. And September 11th happened, and September 12th I went to the Hollywood recruiting station at Sunset and La Brea and told them that I wanted to enlist.
14 months later, Hughes was in Iraq. What he saw and did there made him question the mission. While still on active duty, he wrote a series of 10 monologues called The Sandstorm. In this one, he plays a character named Corporal Waters, who stumbles upon an Iraqi insurgent with both legs blown off.
He started weeping. I mean, I paused long enough for him to raise his hand and make the gun symbol with his thumb and forefinger. He pointed it at his own head and then put both his hands together like he was praying. I got it. He was begging me to put him out of his misery. I never took my eyes off him the whole time I ate. The more he wept and pleaded, the more I enjoyed my meal. See, I'd lost friends over there already. Knowing he'd die soon enough. But he'd suffer in the meantime, and I'd eat.
Hughes took a leave from the Marines to open the play in Los Angeles, in a 30-seat theater underneath a Thai restaurant. It played to packed houses, two shows a night, and was reviewed by the Los Angeles Times. But not everybody wanted to hear what his play had to say.
We ended up disconnecting our home telephone because some death threats. It was a little spooky there for a minute. I moved my wife. We're not together anymore, but my wife at the time and my little boy, I moved them back out to L.A. So, I mean, it was tense. I think I slept with my 40 cal, and I know I did.
The Marine Corps wasn't pleased either. He was threatened with court-martial, but ultimately was honorably discharged. Hughes was furious that some people didn't want to hear what he had to say when he came home.
I think I spent a year after I got out of the Marine Corps and was back in L.A. just daring somebody to be the one that I could just take everything and just focus it on them. Daring somebody to be the one, you know?
Hughes turned on his computer and wrote his second play, The Wolf.
Literally, I stayed up for like 3 days. I couldn't sleep, and I vomited the first draft out on my computer. And after doing so, I was able to realize just how angry I was, how volatile I was, and that I just couldn't, I really couldn't. I mean, whether I could live that way or not, that it wasn't how I wanted to live.
He decided to form a theater company to create a similar outlet for other veterans. But he didn't really know where to start. Help came from an unexpected ally, Academy Award winner Bobby Maresco, who co-wrote the film Crash, read about Hughes in the L.A. Times.
I think most people in America, as opposed to the people screaming on the left and the people screaming on the right, let's get the bulk of the people in America, look at these guys who've gone over there and fought our fight for us, and they'd like to try to help. Now, I'm a writer, I'm a director, and I'm a producer. That's the only thing I know how to do. That doesn't give me much, but it gives me enough to offer some help, and I'm just trying to use it.
Maresco sent Hughes an email offering to set up writing and acting workshops for the vets. Hughes found a small theater space on Santa Monica Boulevard, and within weeks, they were up and running.
This is a 70-seat theater with the possibility to bring in an extra row so it can get up to 80 seats. That has not been an issue for this production, I'm afraid.
Their first production was The Wolf. It's about a Marine who can't adapt to civilian life. The play featured vets in all of the major roles, but it foundered at the box office and closed early. Hughes started to wonder if keeping Vet Stage open was even feasible.
We had a theater company meeting with veterans, guys from the Vietnam War all the way up to the current war. And, you know, I'm looking around. I mean, there's men, women, somebody that's 60 and somebody that's 20. And they're sitting up at a theater company office at 10 o'clock at night on a Tuesday. And I just realized, I mean, they're there because they need this place to be open. They need to have this thing available to them, and they have something that they need to say.
Ultimately, Vet Stage could not afford to continue paying rent on its own theater and had to close.
We're going to get the scene.
Actors are rehearsing their current play in the director's living room.
And you know what? I think less is more here. Okay.
The play is Silent Heroes, written by Linda Escalera Baggs to present Marine wives' perspectives of Vietnam. The Vet Stage production features three female actors who are veterans from the Iraq War.
What's going on?
We don't really know anything.
Liz William called Eleanor and said that Helen McGuire called and said that her next-door neighbor's husband, who's a radio operator, said that the Saratoga said that one of our planes was down.
Oh, my God.
So I called June and called base ops, who couldn't confirm or deny anything, so June called me and I called Kitty.
We have a plane down?
According to the rumor, the last time the Wives Network was wrong was at Valley Forge.
Silent Heroes opened last weekend back at Hughes's Lucky Spot, under the small Thai restaurant where he first staged The Sandstorm. For now, the members of Vet Stage plan to keep going from production to production as a gypsy company until they can get the solid ground of a new home underneath their feet. For NPR News, I'm Caitlin Shetterly.